Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Aren't we freaking tired of that life? You need to review your budget before any kind of purchases. Your bank account would lie to you. Debt is robbing you of your future. No longer was my paycheck telling me what to do. I was telling my paycheck what it will be doing. Some of us are not even living paycheck to paycheck. We're living paycheck to 2-3 days before the paycheck. And aren't we freaking tired of that life? In Q4 2023, the average salary in America was right around $59,384. And the truth of the fact is that nearly 78% of these individuals live in paycheck to paycheck. A study came out here recently within the last year revealed that about 13% of American people are making above $100,000 in salary a year. 52% of these individuals are living paycheck to paycheck. On my new call-in show that we do every Wednesday at noon time Eastern time, I've had several people call in and ask this one question that is similar. How can I change my finances? What can I do to stop living paycheck to paycheck? Because here's the truth, guys, this is not freedom. This is not abundance. And this sure enough doesn't help us experience a well, full life. How is it that, you know, we can get paid on Fridays and then on Tuesdays, we're asking ourselves, where is the check? I want to ask you this question before we get into today's show. I want you to be very transparent with me. And I want you to think about this. Don't put the answer in the comments. Don't even speak out loud, especially if you're riding in a car with someone or you're sitting next to somebody. But are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Ask one more time. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of your financial situation? Are you tired of getting up on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, working 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., getting up at 6 a.m., getting your kids to school, to go to work, to come back home, to do the same crap every single day, and you're not getting the fruit of your labor? And so today, I really want to spend some time and walk you through 4 money-proof things that you need to be doing with your paycheck as soon as you get it. Because I remember the days that I got the paycheck. And on Friday, this is not on you. This is on me. This is really Anthony O'Neill. I remember getting a paycheck on Friday at 12 o'clock and 80% of it is gone by 5 p.m. I remember getting a paycheck and before I even got the freaking paycheck, it was already spent. I remember crying, being depressed, being miserable, laughing and smiling good on the outside. But on the inside, I'm like, man, I just got paid and I have no freaking money. I remember going into the payday loan services and just got paid on Friday and already asking them for another check to last me the next 2 weeks. Are you sick and tired of that life? And if you are, today is the show for you. Because these 4 money-proof things is going to help you really understand what you need to be doing with your paycheck every single time you get it. But before we go there, we got to start with a scripture. I want to start off today's show with Luke chapter 14. What am I doing today? Yeah, Luke chapter 14, verse 28. It says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? Verse 29, for if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. Let me say this one more time. Suppose one of you want to build a tower, build a life, have a great life. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost of what it costs to build the kind of life that you want? To make sure that you have enough money to do it, to use the money that God has given you right now and steward it well? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will look at you like, wait, what are you doing? Today's affirmation that I really want to start off with today in today's show is, I am thoughtful and a strategic planner who counts the costs and prepares wisely for the future. I embrace discipline of budgeting and saving, understanding that prudent financial planning leads to success and completion of my goals. With God's wisdom guiding me, I am confident in my ability to manage resources effectively, ensuring that I can finish what I start to build a stable and prosperous future. I'm going to read this one more time. This is today's affirmation. I am a thoughtful and strategic planner who counts the costs and prepares wisely for the future. I embrace the discipline of budgeting and saving, understanding prudent and financial planning leads to success and completion of my goals. With God's wisdom guiding me, I am confident in my ability to manage resources effectively, ensuring that I can finish what I start and build a stable, prosperous future. And how do we build a stable and prosperous future? How do we really become that? It's a good question. And today we're talking about what should we do with every single paycheck that we get. And here's the very first thing you need to be doing with a paycheck. You got to put that paycheck inside of a great checking account. Period. You need a checking account that doesn't have any hidden fees. You need a checking account that will honestly help you get paid 2 days earlier. You need a checking account that you can access anywhere around the world. You need an account that benefits you. And that's where my friends come in to play at Chime. Today, they're sponsoring today's show. I want you to check this out real quick. What's going on, fam? I want to thank my friends over at Chime for sponsoring today's video. Hey, check this out. It is a new year. And you know what that means. It's the perfect time to get those finances in shape. I want you to think about it. It's a fresh start. Tax returns are around the corner, and we are all looking to bounce back from the holiday spending. So let's talk about making some real progress with our money starting right now. And what's the first step? You gotta choose the right checking account in 2024. Let me introduce you to Chime's online checking account. It's a game changer with benefits that have already won over millions of members. And one of those benefits are getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Yes, you heard me absolutely right. Early access to your hard-earned money, plus the convenience of managing it all on the go 24/7. It's really like having financial control right at your own fingertips. Now let's get you excited about some of these standout features of the Chime checking account. Here's number one, early paydays. You heard me say it again, 2 days early with the qualifying direct deposit. No more pesky fees. I want you to say goodbye to those monthly minimum balance and even overdraft fees. Chime is all about keeping your money where it belongs, and that is with you. ATM access galore. You're going to access over 60,000 fee-free ATMs, more than the top three national banks combined. And finding one is a breeze with the Chime app. Easy money transfers. You can send and receive money super easy. Whether you're a Chime member or not, you can pay friends through Chime and cash out your money without fees. Wow. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to take control of your finances with Chime. Signing up is super easy and it takes only 2 or 3 minutes. Jumpstart your financial journey today. Sign up at chime.com/TTAO. Again, that is chime.com/TTAO. Join the Chime family and experience banking that's made for you. All right, let's get back to today's show. So listen, If you don't have a great checking account, hey, please check out my friends over there at Chime. I bank with them. They're a great bank. I honestly been using them for like the last year that they've been a part of our brand. I love them. And you know what? I do see my paycheck about 2 days earlier. I don't really care for that part because for me, I budget well, right? And so I love that. But hey, for you, it'll be a great thing to check out. So check out my friends over there at Chime and you will have a blast. But before, let's get into the talking points, right? Here's number two. When you get your paycheck, number one, you got to put into a great checking account that has no hidden fees. But before you check your checking account, you need to check the budget for your money. You see, a lot of you all tend to, when we get our paycheck, we check our checking account. And to be honest with you, your checking account will lie to you. I said it. Your checking account, your bank account would lie to you. Why is it lying to you? Because it's not going to really tell you everything that you need to be looking for in the future. You could have swiped money today and it's not going to have the money in there. Now, I remember back in the days when they wouldn't even tell us our pending transactions that's coming through. But still to this day, that there are certain accounts that after a certain amount of time of pending transactions, if the transaction hasn't gone through, the hold will fall off and the money will go back to your account. And if you're not on a clear budget for your money, if you're not tracking your money, then you're going to think you have more money to spend because your checking account is lying to you and you are honestly lying to yourself because you haven't taken the time to sit down and say, you know what? Here's what I'm going to spend throughout the month. You know what? Here's what I spent already this month. This number on my budget should match this number inside of my checking account. Period. I don't care what no one says. If you're not spending the time to honestly sit down and budget, you don't care about your money. You don't care about your future. You don't care about your resources. So every time you get your paycheck, you need to look at your budget because you did the budgeting before the month even starts. So you already know where you're going to be placing the money. You already told your money before it got here that, hey, you know what? You're going to come over here. You're going to go pay this bill. We're going to put this money into the savings. We're going to put this money set aside for our vacation. Hey, I'm going to go spend $500 on a nice purse. You know what? Hey, I just want to give away $100 to be a blessing to somebody. You already spent the money on paper. You need to review your budget before any kind of purchases. And budgeting prevents overspending, and it ensures that you accomplish your financial responsibilities. I remember when I was 21, 22. Yeah, I was living in Jacksonville, Florida. And this is when it really hit me that I don't really have control over my finances. At that time, I was making about $42,000, $43,000 a year base with about another $25,000 coming in on commissions and bonuses. So I would see about $5,000 a month back in the late 90s and early 2000s, which that was great money. Great money. My rent payment was like $800. And I remember coming home one day from work, living in Jacksonville, Florida, driving home off of Bay Meadows Road, riding to the bank to cash the check. And when I cash that check, I deposit the check, had them write me 4 money orders to pay my rent. I had a car note at the time and to pay 2 collection items. When I deposit the check, I think the check was right around $6,000 for my commission check at that time. My commission and my regular check. And when I deposited that check at about $6,000, when I looked at the receipt, when I got back in the cars, I remember this. I was driving to Bay Meadows because my apartment was right off of Bay Meadows Road. I looked down at the receipt. I had $522 to my name. Ruby Tuesdays was right in front of my apartment. I was so stressed. I put in a Ruby Tuesdays because they had happy hour. 2 for $5. 2 Long Island iced teas for $5. And I went inside of Ruby Tuesdays and I went there and I ordered me two Long Island iced teas for $5. I'm not saying that drinking is the way to go. I'm not condoning that at all, but I was so depressed and so hurt that I just deposited $6,000 into my account and I only have $500 to last me another 2 weeks. That includes gas, groceries. And I remember drinking those drinks saying, you know what? This is not the life that I want to live no more. I had already knew that I was getting out of debt and that's why I was paying the collection items. But I was like, man, I need to make more money and I need to be better with my money. What choices am I making with my money? That's when I say, you know what? I'm paying off my car. That's when I say, you know what? Hey, I'm about to do better. That's when I started saying, hey, I'm done spending all this money on trips. I remember just a few months before that, I took my girlfriend to Atlanta. I rented a Cadillac, not a Cadillac Escalade. I rented like a Cadillac car. And I'm like, dang, man, you spent $500 to rent a Cadillac car. It's an old man's car. To drive up to Atlanta to stay in a $300 a night hotel room. I'm like, man, you are literally wasting your money. You are throwing away your money. And the reason why you're living paycheck to paycheck is because you're not checking your budget. You don't even have a budget. And since then, I've stayed on a budget. Since then, I've used a budgeting tool. Since then, I've maximized all of my money on paper first. No, did my financial situation change overnight? No. But at that time, I knew what every paycheck was going to do for me. And I started making changes from there because no longer was my paycheck telling me what to do. I was telling my paycheck what it will be doing. And I started seeing, this is the thing that I hope you get from today's show, is that, no, I'm not saying your next paycheck is going to be better because of today's show and you applying what I'm teaching you today. No. But what I am saying is what I saw was when I started budgeting every paycheck, I started noticing I was getting a lot more of my money to return back to me. Not paying out to them, not paying out to bill collectors. I started seeing more of my money come back to AO. Because AO took time to sit here and to budget and to tell my money what it's going to do. And within a year, watch this, within a year, 43% of my money was staying in my account. And I was no longer living paycheck to paycheck. I had margin. I had freedom. Because I said, hey, bump looking at my Chime checking account first. No, I'm going to look at the budget first. And my budget tells me what I can do. It gives me freedom to enjoy. Did I stop dating? No, I just changed how I was dating. I gave myself to enjoy $100 on a day. Did I cancel all of my subscriptions at that time? No, I canceled about half of them and I enjoyed the rest of it. You know why? Because I operated within my budget and every time I got paid, I checked my budgeting system. And that day, sitting at Ruby Tuesdays, drinking those drinks, I remember asking the waiter, the waitress, it was a woman, if I could have a napkin. I had already had a pen on me and I literally started budgeting on the napkin. Woo! I wish I wouldn't have thrown it away. I took it home and something happened. That was a very pivotal moment for me because I was like, yo, I'm sitting here budgeting tipsy. Can you only imagine what happened when I got sober? I said, no longer am I going to be back here. No longer am I going to sit here and deposit money into an account and I'm not able to enjoy it. Now, pause before we move on. Did I make all the right decisions since then with my money? No, I never stopped budgeting. But did I still spend some money sometimes to impress someone? Absolutely. Heck, at 40 now, have I made some decisions with money that I should not have done? Yes, y'all, I'm going to be real with you. I can go back to 2023 and be like, dang, I shouldn't have spent money on that. Dang, I shouldn't have spent money on her. dang, I should not have done that. We're all going to be there. We all are going to be there. Here's the thing. I did budget for it. I didn't go over my budget. But now I'm like, okay, cool. I lived. I learned. Now I'm not going to allow that in my budget no more. No, I'm not. One of the things, though, I wish I could have done. I really could have done. Back when I was young, instead of going to Ruby Tuesdays to get two drinks. And nothing bad happened from it. I had two drinks. To this day, I still actually enjoy a good long. What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI Red Teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today. And rest easy, knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Long Island, a good Long Island iced tea here and there. I've never been drunk in my life. But instead of going to get something to drink, I wish I would have gotten into therapy a lot earlier. I wish I could have sat down with a therapist to help me really walk through why I was spending my money the certain kind of ways that I was spending. Why every time I got my paycheck, I was doing these things with my paychecks. Why I felt like I had to impress people. Why I was thinking the way that I was thinking. If I would have gotten into therapy at 20, at 21 years old, I would be wealthier today. I would be further along my journey today if I would have spent some time. If I would have spent some time to sit down with a therapist. I'm so excited for my friends over here at BetterHelp who are sponsoring today's show because they want to help you get help, get the therapy that you need. Check out this quick commercial. What's going on, family? Hey, I want to thank my friends over at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's show. Again, my name is Anthony O'Neill, and I have this quick question for you. Have you ever wondered what you could do with an extra hour in your day? Whether it's hitting the gym, catching up on some reading, or spending time with those who matter most, we all have something that we wish we had more time for. But here's a thought. It's not just about finding the time. It's about knowing what truly deserves your time. And sometimes we need a bit of guidance to figure that thing out. That's where therapy can make a big difference, helping you prioritize and focus on what really enriches your life. And speaking from personal experience, therapy has been a game changer for me. I've been using BetterHelp for a while now, and it's absolutely amazing how much it's helped me align my priorities and make space for what truly matters. You see, it's not just about coping with the ups and downs. It's about thriving, setting boundaries, and pushing towards being the best version of myself. And let me tell you, therapy isn't just for times of crisis. It's a tool for personal growth and empowerment. So if you've been contemplating therapy, I highly recommend giving BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, offering convenience and flexibility that fits right into your schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire that helps you match you with a licensed therapist suited for your specific needs. And the great part? You can switch therapists at any time if you feel the need with no extra charge. And are you ready to make this thing happen before we get back into today's show? If you are, let BetterHelp guide you. Visit betterhelp.com/AO today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp.com/AO. So again, if you're contemplating about therapy, I want you to do it. I want you to try it. You're going to get two free sessions. Not two free sessions. You're going to get a discount off of your first few sessions, like 10%. Why not try it? It's only going to help you out. But let's continue going. What you need to be doing with your paycheck. So number three, you got to automate your money. So once you put your money to a great checking account like Chime, number two, once you start really budgeting and check your budget before you check your banking account, once you're inside of your banking account, you really need to turn on automations, because automation is really going to save you for the long term when it comes to your finances. So inside of every single checking account or bank account, you're going to see three main options. Number one, you can link accounts. This means you can link into other accounts, other like savings accounts that you may have, other checking accounts that you may have, even other investment accounts you may have. You can transfer money into those accounts, right? And or you can make payments. Make payments means you're paying bills. You can make your payments automatically. And here's what I love about automation. It helps you get to your destination quicker and smoother and consistently. You're consistently doing something and you're not leaving it up to you. Because before you even see the money, it's already automated and sent the money to where it needs to be. So let's break this down. This is what I do with my money. So my salary, I pay myself here at the Neatness Network a certain amount of money. So before I even get my paycheck, my payroll company deducted my 401k contribution, right? Because I'm contributing myself into my retirement. So my payroll company for the company that I have, the Neatness Network here, pulls out the 401k automatically. All right, so here's the salary. 401ks automatically come out. Salaries comes to my checking account. The remaining part, my net, comes to my checking account. Now my checking account automatically, before I even see this money when I wake up on the 15th of the month, right, is already taking out the money from my traditional IRA, because I make above a certain amount of money. So I gotta do a traditional IRA, and then my financial advisor does the backdoor into a Roth IRA. But we've already talked about that on another show. So my checking account automatically deducts my investment for my traditional IRAs, for my 529 contributions, and for my HSA, my health savings account, right? So that's already there, and it automatically deducts savings because I'm saving for real estate property. I've already maxed out my emergency funds, so I'm automatically saving into a high yielded savings account, right? For rental properties that I may want to buy, for trips, like for right now, for my 40th, I want to go to Bali. I'm going to Bali. So I'm saving for that now. I'm not waiting until then. I'm automatically saving. Something else that I'm automatically saving for, that I'm automatically withdrawing out, is my giving. I give to my local church. And so my account automatically sends money to my local church. You see, automation is absolutely, I believe, one of the best things that will help you out with your paycheck. It's going to save you money, it's going to save you time, and it's going to also save you experience. Let me turn on my clock here. I forgot to turn back on my clock because I'm trying to make sure that we're sweet and straight to the point with you all and not just giving you all a bunch of hour of fluff. I turn back on my clock. Here's something else that your checking account should be automatically deducting: your mortgage, rent, and utilities. Things that you know consistently are going to be the same. So your mortgage doesn't change, your rent doesn't change. If you have a car note, you should have that there. Any bills that does not change for the most part, have it automatically deducted. Here's what I am saying though, all your other debt, like your credit card bills and stuff like that, that shouldn't be automatic, because what you're doing is you're working the debt snowball. And your debt snowball is, you can go ahead and put the bare minimum if you want an automation. But for me, I wouldn't, because if you're working a debt snowball, you may get some extra money this month. And you can put it all in that first one. So I will only just put on automations your mortgage payment and your rent payment. Outside of that, you're working your debt snowball on all of your other debt. But the automation for me puts it at peace. So by the time I get to my checking account, my tithe and offerings are already gone. My mortgage payments are already gone. What else is already gone? My savings into the future is already gone. My investments into my, what am I doing? My SEP automatically goes out. My traditional IRA automatically goes out. My 529 plans, because I have like five of them, are already gone. And so that automatically aligns back with my budget that I'm saving and that I'm investing into, right? And then now the rest of the money, I'm just operating off of my budget. I'm literally operating off of my budget. Off of it, which leads me to number three. You need to be paying off your debt strategically. So when you get your paycheck, and if you're trying to think about your future, debt is robbing you of your future. So your automation is taking care of your mandatory bills and you're saving yourself. Look at that. We're doing that first. Then from here, you're using the debt snowball to pay off all of your debt. This is not something that you want to take lightly. This is not something that you want to that you want to sit back and just be like, okay, like let me just take. No. I need you to get on a proven plan, and within the next 12 to 18 months, I need you out of debt. If you're above $50,000, making less than $50,000, I want to give you 12 to 24 months to pay off your debt. But this should be inside of your budget. You should be spending time every single Friday paying something. Well, Anthony, I thought you said you're going to help me with my paycheck so I can see margin, so I can keep more of my money. Absolutely, I am. But your debt is stopping you from really enjoying your paycheck. So every single paycheck, you need to have a plan on how you're going to contribute as much as you possibly can towards eliminating your debt, so that this time next year, so this time within the next 2 years, you have that margin to where now it's all back to you, and you and your family can invest more. You and your family can go buy the things that you desire, because every single paycheck, you started contributing to your future. Period. I remember when I got aggressive about paying off my debt. I remember that there were certain things that I just didn't do. I stopped going out with my friends. They called me bougie. They called me arrogant. They called me crazy. They called me lame, because I was like, yo, I want to focus on a future. Now at 40, when I look at these same ex-friends who called me bougie, who called me lame, who called me crazy, these are the same ones who are still working 2 to 3 extra jobs because they couldn't focus for a year, 12 months, 24 months to get out of debt. They didn't have the right strategy on what they needed to do with their paycheck when they got it. Instead, they kept racking up daggone debt. They kept trying to impress people. They kept buying cars, they kept buying hair, they kept buying rims for the daggone cars, and now look at them at 30, 40 years old, they're struggling because they never stepped back to honestly ask themselves, what's the strategy that I need to be doing with my paycheck? They kept going to the payday loan people. They kept going out there and getting drinks when they know they couldn't make any, they couldn't afford the drinks. They kept going on spring break vacations and putting it on credit cards, coming back home stressed, avoiding their daggone phone calls because they're seeing 1-800 numbers coming with bill collectors. They do not have freedom to enjoy their life. And I refuse to be that guy. And I refuse for my E3 family to be that. I do not want you to get your paycheck and you're struggling. I don't want you to get your paycheck and you're getting it 2 days earlier through Chime. And then now you're stressed because you don't have a budget. You don't know where your money is going. Now you don't even have enough money to pay off your debt because you got other bill collectors getting it before you can even start paying off a lot of your other debt. I'm sorry. When I think about this, man, I get so passionate about this message because I know what it feels like to be in debt, to be stressed. I know what it feels like to walk into, I know what it feels like to be in Oceanside, California, off of the Oceanside Pier, to walk into a payday loan advance company and I see nothing but blacks and Mexicans writing checks for 2 weeks out. And we know we're not even going to have the money in 2 weeks to cash it. And so I already know that I'm going to be in this system for a while. That every 2 weeks, I got to come back and write a check and write a check and write a check just to stay afloat. And then one time I couldn't come back to write the check. And that went into collections. I know what it feels like to see a block number come up on your phone and you're wondering, is it a friend or is it a bill collector? And you pick up and you say hello and you hear it's a bill collector and you act like it's you're not you. Hello, can I speak to Anthony O'Neill? Who's calling? This is such and such. Can I speak to Anthony O'Neill? Oh, he's not in right now. This is his brother, Tom. Can I take a message? I know what it feels like to lie. Because you do not have the funds to pay back what you borrowed. You do not have the funds because some of us are not even living paycheck to paycheck. We're living paycheck to 2-3 days before the paycheck. And aren't we freaking tired of that life? And the only way we can get out of that, the only way is if we get out of debt. Here's number four, five actually. And the last one is five and six is a bonus one. We got to spend wisely on non-essential stuff, you guys. You got to really separate the wants between needs. What is it that you really need? What is it that you really desire? And what are the things that you want? And listen, I want you to have the things that you want. I want you to have the things that you desire, but I need you to get the things that you need first. And right now, this means that maybe on the next few paychecks, the next few months from your paychecks, you're only buying the things that you need. Then if you're practicing what I'm preaching, you're getting on a budget and you're sticking to that budget. And what I believe the quickest pay raise we can give ourselves is through a budget. And maybe 3 months from now, you can go back and get something that you desire because you're saying that, hey, I don't need to spend money over here. Hey, I'm going to get out of this. I don't need to spend money over here. And then now we can start seeing the things that we want. Because we're being wise with our money and we're starting to see margin with it. We got to be very wise with how we're spending the extra little bit of money that we have. Because hopefully one day we can have so much margin that we can invest that margin. And that margin now is creating more of a margin because of compound interest, because of the return of our investment. We have to. If we are not investing properly and wisely, if we're not spending our money wisely, if we're not getting our paycheck in and strategically spending our things on the things that we need first, followed by the things that we desire second, we will always stay where we are. And I want to end with this today. And some of you are not Christians and I understand it, but I would definitely say this. Every paycheck, I pay my tithes first. It's automatically deducted from my checking account on the 15th of the month. And I'm not saying, hey, if you pay your tithes today, God is just going to bless you with $1 million. But there is power in being obedient. There is power in being a cheerful giver. There is power in showing God he can trust you with the 10% to give back to him. And ever since I've started tithing and being a generous giver, not just to my local church, but even to my community, I honestly, y'all, if I'm going to be real with you, if I'm going to be transparent and very vulnerable with you, I don't know how in the heck my company has been able to do millions of dollars. I'm not talking about just one. I'm not just talking about two. I'm talking about millions of dollars within the last few years. But one of my mentors said something. He's like, man, Anthony, you're not perfect. God is still working on you as an individual. You got some flaws in your life. But one thing about Anthony O'Neill, you're a good steward with your money. You are a cheerful giver and God can trust you with that. And y'all, if you really want to stop living paycheck to paycheck, stop holding the 10% in your pocket and just trust God. I want to challenge you with something. I want to challenge you for the next 90 days to find a local church that you go to that is feeding you spiritually and tithe. Don't worry about the pastor. Don't worry about the church. I want you to look into your own future and say, you know what, God, I'm going to trust you. God, I am going to trust you to believe in what you're saying. God, I'm going to be obedient with you. And I promise you, if you trust God over these next 3 months, these next 90 days, watch something happen with your finances. Because here's the thing. I pray like it all depends on God, and I believe and I work like it all belongs, not belongs. It all depends on me. Try him. He won't fail you. You want to stop living paycheck to paycheck? Do those things. And I promise you, you'll be well. Try out automation. Get the right checking account. Start eliminating your debt. Get on a solid budget and stick to the budget. And if you're looking for a way to help you out with budgeting, you can use the Every Dollar app that I use, or you can use my Wealth Builder tool. And I like the Wealth Builder tool because it's not only just helping you out with knowing where your money's going today, but it's helping you know where your money is going tomorrow and how you're building your wealth and how you should be building your wealth. We'll link that in today's show notes. Yo, it's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. I love you. God bless you. We'll see you on the next show. Peace out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.